good win, choking the league. Can't get much better.
Well, I thought we were brilliant in the first half. That some of the football we played totally dominated. The only thing that you can say is that it was a small reward 1-0 up for the dominance that we had and the chances that we made. We should have been going in there. Got to be more clinical in the last third. There were some great chances which should have put us at least 3 or 4 going in. We knew that there would be a reaction. Mark would get into them, and putting on Beattie and that changed it a wee bit for them. So I think they upped it a wee bit here and put us under pressure. But it was free kicks and corners, and really we coped with it. And on the break we were so dangerous. We were unlucky not to score again when the one had come off the bar. And you know down in that bottom end, if you give away corners and free kicks, they're going to put it in there. And it's all about, yeah, but the one thing you've got to show as well as playing well and okay, creating chances and maybe missing them, if you can't get that second goal, you've got to show a great bit of resilience. And that's what probably at the end of the day won us it, because we've had to make 2 changes. Andy suffered a knock in the first half and gave it a go the second half, but you could see he was struggling behind with the knee. And then Big Stewart missed a couple of days away. Of course, we've got Lewis Martin away, and Stewart comes in and he was doing great, but felt his groin. He'd actually missed a day's training this week with a bit of a groin strain, so it come back. So we had to rejig again, and Ross Milne going into centre half, you know, his natural position, and Whit's back at left back and changed it all around. So you think, well, and that just lends the other team to give a wee bit more an impetus. But I think nobody could deny that, that for all Ayres' efforts and that, the goalies had to make one save. It's a great safety it was, I think, or it was a block or something on the line. But their goal earned a charmed life, and we could have punished them more. But away from home, that's 6 wins out of 7. Team looked great the night in terms of their passing and movement and attitude, and the resilience was there the night as well. I think it's a game maybe last year when I said that the team were maturing and improving. That's what the hallmark is the night, is that probably a game we would have maybe lost or went to a draw, but we're showing we can get through. I thought Bucking was outstanding at the back. Thought wee Faye's run his heart out the night, just coming back into the team. Great pace and movement, great finish for the goal. Could have had a hat trick, the laddie. So really, really pleased with him, and a great spirit amongst them, and I think that's what pulled them through in the end. But make no mistake about it, we were so good the first half. 1-0 wasn't a true reflection on the performance and the domination. We should have been at least maybe even out of sight enough for too much for Ayr to come back. But while it's 1-0, they've always got a chance. If they get it, and if they get it early enough, then their tails are up and you have to then go again. So but we kept another clean sheet. I think we've had so many clean sheets now. When you look at their record in the league last year with the number of games played, we've probably no far away from over 30 this game. We've got more in this 9 games we can only be about a couple behind, if you want to check the records. I think maybe a couple behind over the whole league programme last year, so it shows we're improving in that department. But without Lewis Martin tonight, and Giggs has just come back, we've got Thompson missing, Wallace missing, so it's a good squad. And coming down here to places, we went down a couple of weeks ago to Morton and we didn't perform, and they've struggled since that win. And but I said we've got to learn lessons for that. You've got to come down here. It's a similar type game. They're going to be one of the teams up there. They've got some experienced players. They'll see this as a chance to bounce back. So we stood up to it great, and not just stood up to it, we played really, really well against them tonight in the first half particularly. But in the second half we had our spells as well that we could have got a goal. So really, really pleased with them, and that's a great result for us. And we'll now look forward to next Saturday.
For the first few games of the season, you always said to look at the league position after 8 or 9 games. After 9 games, you sit top of the league.
Well, I didn't say that. I said after 12 or 15, so it's still
it's going up.
We've played everybody once, and that's it. That's it was nice to finish the quarter off, or the first quarter, where if you're right on top of the league, there's games to play tomorrow. But we'll not be far off the top, even if for win, and then it's all to play for again. But there's still a long way to go. But you're right, 12, 15, I think you get an indication you know, that just how it's going to all settle in and pan out. So as long as you're in there, but I think everybody knows if the way we play and the players that we've got in the team, we've got, we'll be there or thereabouts. There's no doubt about that.